Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you for joining us once again. I'm Henrik. It's good to be back with you. We're out for about a week here. The whole family was down there with a cold, as you can hear probably. But anyway, it's good to be back. Tons of stuff has happened, of course, since we were gone. We've had the, Epstein Files, it's kind of been referred to as, popularized. I'm not sure if that was by the media or by other people, but tons of court documents have come out. I think that we had a fifth batch of documents just here today. I haven't been able to look through most of that, actually. A lot of people have been combing through and stuff like that. And that's one of the items we're going to talk about later. And then, of course, we have to talk about the what the hell is going on under New York City. Specifically, of course, Crown Heights 7070. This is the Chabad house they have there in New York. And, of course, Chabad is a huge, powerful organization. I think the headquarters is actually in Ukraine. That's where Rabbi Schneerson actually set it up to begin with. They still have that. I think it's the biggest Chabad houses in Ukraine. But anyway, Ryan Dawson is back to cover this with us here. Thank you for coming back, Ryan. How are you?
Thank you. We released that Epstein list last time I was on the show.
Yeah.
And we feel so vindicated.
Now, we're going to talk a little bit later, like some of the names and kind of the misdirection of what the media... The media is basically turning this into like, look at all the Hollywood celebrities that's like, you know, roped into this. And maybe that's get the clicks or whatever, but they're obviously avoiding the most interesting aspect of this, the ties to Mossad, all the usual suspects and all that. We'll get into that later, mm-hmm. but... I'm a little bit flu-head here still, so I'm not sure if I mentioned it in the introduction here, but under Chabad, of course, the tunnels, right, the tunnel systems. Now, I rewatched some of this stuff, right, New York. Most cities, I can't say around the world, but a lot of older cities, they have mazes, they have a labyrinth system, they have, in some cases it's the government, they build bomb shelters, there's, cellars, all kinds of things, right?
And speakeasies during
Speakeasies,
Prohibition.
Exactly. New York, of course, known for that, right? I think one of them is still there, the documentary I was watching, like the 2021 or something. Yeah, still there. Huge things. I mean, elaborate systems, basically, right? Underground tunnels and stuff like that. So that's, it's common, right? But what happened here in the Chabad house was kind of... I don't know what's going on here. The cover story was bizarre.
It brings meaning to the as above, so below.
I guess so. Scurrying out of these, literally like scurrying out, the Chabadniks were scurrying out of sewer holes. So someone made this. I have to play this early on because this is just... the memes were gold. Where did we go here? Oh, holy smokes. Where is it? Did I close? No, here it is. Here it is. Check this out, guys. By the way, I think this was the video where what's his name? Not Matt Walsh. What's the number two there? Not Ben Shapiro, the other guy. He was like, I know a lot of Chabadniks. They're great. This makes me love them even more. What's his name? Knowles. Michael Knowles is like doubling down on this is wonderful. But secret tunnels, Ryan, under the Chabad house. I forget.
I think that was Censored Man on Twitter made a bunch of those.
Oh, was it? Okay.
And the one with the Israeli pointing to the Hamas tunnels. Like, we have to return to Hamas.
Hamas tunnels bad. Chabad tunnels good. Right? That's what happened to our Daily Wire, anyway. Big surprise.
You're safer as a hostage in Gaza with Hamas than you are.
It seems
a
like.
Spiritual leader in New York with Chabad.
Well, I tell you, though, I mean, people were highlighting this. There were weird stains on mattresses pulled out of there. There was baby chairs. There was all kinds of things. There was one clip that was a little bit longer. They were kind of going down into it, and I was watching it first. I was like, is this really... It's like I wanted proof that it's like, is this just not some other random tunnel? But then I saw a tiny sticker of Schneerson on there. I was like, okay, all right, well, there you go. Confirmation that's shot from there. And they were going for quite a while.
They should have sent forensic teams to look for blood and semen instead of sending concrete.
That's the thing, right? They're immediately talking about filling them up again and stuff like that. People are like, shouldn't there be an investigation here? What's happening? What were they doing? I mean, again, the cover story here, and the Jewish Daily Forward covered this, but they said there was some like internal division. There was a schism between two different groups. One group wanted to do this and keep them. The other group had said, this is maybe not structurally sound. They had brought in some team to look at them, and they said it was not, and they henceforth wanted to cover that up or fill it in with concrete. And apparently that's when, like, the cops got involved, and that's, like, when all the arrests and shit happened. Here's some of the footage we can play in the background while we talk about this. But it was quite extensive network under there, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. And you think, how the hell do you pull that off? And no one knows. And people complained. There's a guy also from the X platform says, "You all owe me an apology." He had all these tweets. He's like, so I swear I hear Yiddish.
Right here. Yes, here it is. Right. He says, I swear, December 11th, which is apparently when like this kind of division started, right? I swear I keep hearing Yiddish under the floor in my New York apartment. I live at ground level and we have no basement. And then again on November 7th, right? There are Jews living under my apartment. I hear them. It is like they are not, they are digging or something. For the record, I live at ground level and we do not have a basement. And then, of course, he follows up, says, some of you owe me an apology. I'm not crazy. Holy shit. I
guess that just sounds indicated. Conspiratorial. There's a bunch of Jews living underground.
And there actually was, probably.
Yeah, they're digging.
Holy shit.
Right. Someone needs to tell him there's no gold down there.
The couple of coins were dropped through the down in the what do you call it? The tunnels system down there.
There's a penny rolled through the grater and you know.
Yeah, there we go. So I mean it was like chaotic here. Where's one here? Fights, right? Check this one out here. This is pretty chaotic.
Oh yeah. The zip ties.
Man, I tell you, it hasn't been a good year for Jews or Zionists overall. Well, we're in a new year now. I guess I should clarify that. But you know what I mean? The last 12 months. I guess, well, technically, since October 7th, it's been...
What happened then?
But you know what I mean. Like, the optics war, how do we analyze this here? The shit that's been coming out and the fact that people are, like, openly tweeting things now and talking about stuff you wouldn't even see... I don't know.
Oh, yeah, between their botched war in Gaza, the Epstein file dump, and now this shit.
It's like, whoops. But you can see here, like, they're just, I mean, they're going after the cops and stuff. They said at least around 10 or so people have been arrested, might be more at this point. And again, I'm not sure if that's like this one faction internally, blah, 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 squabbles, right? I mean, it could be, right? Well, that could very well be legit that they're squabbling internally. I wouldn't doubt that. But it seems like they're blaming each other. They're like, let's just
squabble and kvetch. You're kidding me. Now, there's, there are little subgroups within them. This is what this sort of narcissistic personality does, is it keeps having the narcissism of small differences where they divide. But apparently they were saying the diggers were a bunch of Israeli Chabad that had come over. A bunch of Israelis. Yeah, and they're fighting. They had property disputes. They're like, no one knows who actually owns what. Like, that's not us. Oh, no, we want that. No, that's ours.
I'm wondering.
It's just every negative stereotype all at once. Oh, whose land is that? Mine. No, mine.
I wonder. I mean, I know nothing about that, but I wonder how those Chabad centers are owned. Is it like centrally owned by an international organization, or is it like franchises? You know what I mean? Do you know anything about that?
It's international, but it's not like a pyramid. It's not like one. It's not structured like McDonald's or something. It's not a franchise like that. But they have like a priesthood, a class of rabbis who get to move from one area to another, and so they get to collect. But as far as like buildings, like if you have to just buy that from New York, you know, you got to buy that, and so they use money from all over to do it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it says here, New York Police Department was called Monday to 7070 East Parkway in Brooklyn's Crown Heights neighborhood, where a number of Chabad students, mostly in their teens and early 20s, mounted a last stand against construction crews called to fill in the tunnel connecting the synagogue at that location to the defunct Chabad mikvah around the corner. I wonder what defunct mean. Obviously, they were still seeking to use that building in some way then. But that means
they're under the women's sector.
Yes,
they left
exactly.
out that the fact that they're Israelis.
I didn't know that.
Left
okay,
that part out.
So do you think that's that would be the internal squabble? So I wonder what the hell they're doing there. They're building some kind of system there, because as I said, I mean, there's so much of that all throughout New York. It's like known for it. There's like even like classic stuff from the Prohibition days, like you brought up, right? To even there's like Masons and shit. They have like their
But what's the
systems.
Point? Like, why do you need this new basement or whatever? What are you doing down there, Rabbi?
That's just it. What's going on down there? And so you do have these stories, right? And we got to show some of that you do have. We talked about the stained mattresses. So there's been rumors, of course, of them actually having some kind of sexual, shit going on there. A couple of headlines.
It could have been their chicken sacrifice.
The blood stain from a chicken.
You know, they whip them around. They cast their sins into a bird and they murder it.
Incredible, huh? But evil pagans doing animal sacrifices, right?
These people bite baby penises and ripped off his foreskin.
It's a little bit worse, exactly. I know. Pedophilia scandal. I didn't actually know that part of it. I thought that they cut it and then just sucked it. But then someone said, "Oh, it was actually Sam Cedar, right? Who's Jewish himself, who talked about how they're actually biting it off with their teeth." And I'm just like, "What the hell? Holy shit!" That's disgusting.
No anesthesia.
Oh, my gosh. Pedophilia scandal among Orthodox Jews in Brooklyn. It's a lot of this, the Catholic Church, blah, 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 you know, kind of thing. But, this has been a huge problem. I mean, the Muslims, they have their own issues with this kind of stuff as well. But rarely do you kind of see it given the same type of focus that, the Catholic Church
look,
has.
There's, over a billion Christians and over a billion Muslims. It's only in the millions of Jews, and yet they're doubling on the sexual predators from both groups.
So disproportionality becomes an issue once again. Fascinating how that works, huh? So let's speculate a bit. Was there some? The child, seat. What do you call it? Like a high chair, right?
Yeah.
Things like that. And it was dirty down there. It was super messy. It wasn't that this was cleaned up or anything like that. But then all of a sudden there's tile, and I don't know, it's weird. All of a sudden there's tile on one end, but there's dirt filled up. And so I'm like, how long have they been working on this? It's very bizarre. But it's not out of the picture that, they're using this for something. Sexual molestation, all this stuff is a huge problem within the Orthodox community there.
It is consistent, and I'll wait for evidence, but that I would not be surprised at all if it connects to a ritual bath or something, some weird thing going down.
Yeah, it's true.
There's no reason why do you need a secret tunnel?
Yeah,
what's the legitimate, what's the less wacky reason to do that, I want to be underneath this property they won't give us or something.
My valuable.
Hiding their precious.
They know something's coming. They're building a doomsday bunker. That's what's going on, right? They know shit's going to go down 2024. They're just like, let's prepare now. They're actually late to the game if they want to build a doomsday bunker. And then, of course, we have, we got to remind people of some of these, right? But Jewish American pedophiles hide from justice in Israel, right? You have all these things, whether it was an Israeli group or not, or whether some internal squabble or whatever. This is a common, thread here of pedophilia. They go to Israel, or in some cases they hide from justice, they get off. It's all these issues and problems, basically, be that Chabad or some other Orthodox group.
You had the building collapse, they would have blamed Iran or something.
Yeah, probably, right? That's the other thing. I wonder who actually were doing the work.
The tunnel under the building?
They did it themselves.
Okay, across the street, were there some people dancing and flicking lighters?
I'm sure they brought someone in to do the heavy lifting, but I'm not sure. What's going on?
But this whole story is some Alex Jones stuff, except real for once.
Well, it's so sad. I mean, underground, shit. It's common in most towns and cities. And I, made a tweet about it, but wait until people, because there's been these interesting things.
That happened in London a few years ago.
Tons of stuff there. When I was there, I was even visiting some of them. They have them open for tours. Some of them have been old, torture dungeons from the 1200s and shit. Some of them go even further back, when it was Ladunum or whatever it was called back then in the Roman days and then prior to that. So many, they are kind of, everywhere, to be honest. But there's been this interesting where people, they're exposed to one thing, kind of like how October 7th led to all this weird stuff about how tons of people, be that on TikTok or Twitter, started questioning 9/11 all of a sudden, the stuff about Bin Laden. It was kind of misdirected.
The Bin Laden letters out of the blue got all this interest.
I know, it's interesting, right? And then my point is that opens tons of people's eyes and they do research, they look into it, their mind's blown, they can't believe this, they never come across this kind of stuff, right? And it's just been one cascading thing after another like that. Where people you have their eyes open.
And it's because of X and because of TikTok, which, they they don't own. And so a lot of stories, I've seen the stories I covered on Ari Scher and George Steinberg's stuff, the rape rings in Brazil and Colombia and all this, which are old stories. That's from like 2000. The other one's from 2003. And boom, they're all over X. Everyone was talking about them like they happened yesterday.
Yep.
Even the Bin Laden letters are 22 years ago. And it was all over TikTok. So like these Zoomers just found it. And I'm glad and I'm also angry because I'm thinking all of you guys would have known this as these came out had we had free speech back then.
I know. But there wasn't that trigger, like something that lit that fire. And October 7th was that, right? And, the consequent bombing, of course, of Israel, of Gaza and shit, or by Israel of Gaza.
I think enough dead babies and people said, F it, I'm going to go ahead and talk about this. Because they're afraid. They're afraid of being canceled, because you will be. But just too many people came out. I can barely look at this guy's face. He's so ugly.
Did you see this one? It was the most incoherent stuff ever. But he did something, you know, you can argue. That's they do argue. But he was something about the Moshiach must come back, or we have to sort out these problems in the community to get Moshiach to come back, or some shit like that. I'm not going to play the audio from it, but he was like, what? Is this the kid that was like opposed to the filling up the bunkers? That doesn't seem very smart, if you ask me.
See, no, they're you can't be in a cult and be intelligent.
I thought their super brains were just like so beyond us, we couldn't comprehend the reason why they're in it.
It's just another one of their lies.
All right, so anyway, I don't know if you have anything else on the bunker stuff or the tunnel systems, I guess. We'll see where it goes.
Well, it kind of happened here, like, I'm on opposite time zones, you know, so it was like in the middle of our night. I just laughed and I go, okay, I'll deal with this tomorrow.
Well, one thing, I saw you link this up. And
I was on the Epstein files, you know, and I was like, well, I need to be doing that because I've already put so much into it already.
I got you. You can't only deal with one.
I have talked about this one, too, yeah.
The organ trafficking, right? I mean, this is from a while ago, but same thing there. And this is, of course, you know, something happened in Israel. They snatched Palestinian kids and stuff. But organ trafficking, and again, this was in New Jersey, I think, right? U.S. agents have arrested 44 elected officials as... and Jewish rabbis in New Jersey in a huge anti-corruption sweep across the state. Charges of extortion, bribery, money laundering, and human organ trafficking were stunning, even for a state long notorious for official corruption and organized crime. Holy shit.
44
elected officials.
Not appointed.
No.
Not, and there's more of those. These are the... just... how many they got? 45?
Like, I know.
In that county.
And then how quickly were they replaced, right, with new guys on their side?
That's McGreevy's old stomping ground and the Kushners. And, it's
New Jersey.
Crime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go. It's the
only state in the union that allows holding companies.
Do you think there's some, what do you call it, like a, I'm not even sure they're trying to sell this in any way, but
you
sometimes
know what New Jersey means?
No.
New Jerusalem.
Really? Does it now? Yeah. Huh, interesting. I learned something about Yankee the other day, which was fascinating. Do you know where Yankee comes from?
Yeah, it's the Yon Keys for John Cheese.
Was Yon meaning... yeah, Keys and... not Cheese.
Yon is like John, like common name. They all name Yon. And Cheese, because Europeans are obsessed with cheese.
Oh, it was a Dutch thing specifically, right? Cornelius, Dutch. That was the key, right? Yon Key, yeah, anyway. But New Jersey, I didn't know. Interesting, New Jerusalem, really.
Yankee has a different meaning now, and it's not...
oh, of course. No, I know that, exactly. But, you know, the OG term kind of thing. But no, what I was going to ask you is like... you usually see this like, oh, well, the Kushners are...
oh, by the way, just one more on Yankee.
Yeah.
Yankee in Japanese means like hoodlum or gangster.
Oh, there you go. Like thuggy or the thugs.
Yeah.
Like, no, Indian.
He's Yankee. It just means like, yeah, they're disruptive.
Was it an original term or did they take the term from like Yankee?
I think they're trying to say Yankee.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like you behave like Westerners. You have no manners.
Ooh. Well, wait until they get, you know, some of the immigration from Africa and other Asian countries. Huh? Whoops.
I can't even imagine. I can't, like, picture that even.
I've seen some Muslim riots in Japan and shit like that. Like, there's, you know, the few they have brought in. It's just, like, problems right away.
Yeah, but they all end up in jail in, like, a day.
And they're so I've seen some of the deportation, deport, deportation footage too, by the way, which is.
Did you see that Johnny Somali asshole?
Yes, he got beaten up. That was kind of enjoyable.
My friend knocked him out and knocked his cameraman out, and then he's in jail, and he's not just in jail, he's in a work camp where he has to apologize through labor, and this is the best part, he's not allowed to talk.
Really?
You're not allowed to speak English, and he's not allowed to speak anything, and that he doesn't know anything. He barely knows English anyway. But, so all this mouth, and he doesn't get to speak, and he has to sit there and work detail most of the day.
How long did he get? How long is he in there for?
Don't know yet. Like, he's got like 6 months at least, and depends on how many of his friends he tells on.
Gosh, yeah, it's funny.
Which is going to be all of them. They have a 99% conviction rate. Like, you want to fuck around and find out, go do it in Japan.
Yep. No, they still have some of the good old ways in place.
Because they'll sit there and follow you around for like a month and track every crime you did and then pile them all on you at once.
Nice. There you go. High trust society. That's how it goes. So anyway, I was going to ask you, is the secular Jew, like, you know, the Kushners, you have all these, you know, rich donors and stuff, and then supposedly we don't get involved in religious issues, and here's Chabad, and here's Orthodox kind of over here. Do you believe in that there's any kind of actually division there, schism, any kind of contradiction, or are they pretty much, because the Kushners are still religious,
I'd argue,
right?
None of them are secular. There's just some that wear the clown outfit and some that don't, but, Bibi Netanyahu used to sleep in Kushner's bed.
Yeah,
and he's preaching about Bible quotes and stuff, and all these different ancient tribes that are after him.
Amalek in the room with you now.
No, exactly.
No, they play and they like to play on that. I get that too. Obviously, that riles up the Christians.
Thing is to try to get to convert secular Jews back into becoming more religious.
Yeah,
but I'd argue, like, if you call yourself a Jew, you have to at least be a tiny bit religious to even accept the whole division of Jew and Gentile. Because that's like the way you came up with that term is thinking that there was this guy named Israel, who used to be called Jacob, who had a wrestling match with an angel, and then a deity granted land that other people lived on to his ethnic group.
Now don't forget the foreskin question here. Yeah. Yeah, that was the
tribe of Judah
entering into the covenant, right? Abraham, right? There was like, you give me your foreskin, otherwise, no deal.
Oh, no, it was give me your firstborn son at first.
Yeah,
then they
exactly.
changed to, okay, you can kill lambs and stuff instead. So they had animal sacrifice for a long time. It's so disgusting and barbaric. Yeah, cutting up penis and killing innocent animals and throwing chickens around over their heads and stuff. And why? Because you get to colonize your neighbors. God's a real estate agent. Numbers 13.
That's all you need.
Deuteronomy 7. You're like, look them up. This is not like a misinterpretation. It's a literal interpretation. And they did murder a lot of their neighbors. And they're still fighting with Palestinians.
Oh, yeah.
Who are the actual indigenous people. Like, there is no indigenous person in that. But they're the like most related to who was. Of all the people there.
Now, you mentioned the thing that they're like, they're religious, right? And to underline that, I think this is the right clip here. Greenblatt, I think he's right here, Greenblatt, when he says that it's like, basically every Jew is a Zionist. Listen to this clip here, see what you think of this.
Every Jewish person is a Zionist. But every Saturday morning, like, you open your prayer book and it talks about Zion. It talks about Jerusalem. Jews have been praying to Jerusalem for 2,000 years. Zionism is whether you're a religious Jew going to synagogue every day, or you're just a cultural Jew who even thinks of themselves as an atheist. Zionism is embedded in our tradition. It's fundamental to our existence. Anti-Zionism is genocide.
That's a great one. But I think it's...
Like,
I think it's
every
right,
white person is a Nazi.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, you read about Jerusalem. That doesn't mean you get to exclusively have it and murder all the other people who are in the East. You know, like, Zionism is Jewish supremacy.
God said it.
It probably is a majority of Jews, but there's a huge chunk that completely reject that.
Yeah, I mean, there are a few, at least those that are vocal, like in, you know, there's, what, the Finkelsteins, the Gilad Atzmans, you know, Israel Shamir. There's a bunch of people like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people of any group are apolitical. It's just we only hear the most mouthy ones. The thing is, of all these Jews, like, say, the ones that live in Israel, they all want to kill Palestinians. That would change overnight if they had different media. They're just going on Same with like the war mongers in the U.S. Like a lot of all the people love George Bush and stuff. It's because the media sucks and lies to them. And they think we're defending ourselves. And, oh, that guy's got these weapons. Oh, they gas people. All they hear is lie. Dead babies, you know, beheaded baby. None of it's true. But if you were to believe that, yeah, you'd want revenge, you know, whether you're religious or not. So the media is the main thing.
That's in
the
Israel,
real, the real synagogue, the real church or whatever is the press, because that's where you can reach millions of people and get a uniform message. And
yeah,
that's what they do.
I mean, this. Yeah, the thing is, there's no distinction between like secular, political, and religious. It's all blending into each other. It's the part of the same thing. You know, it's a cult. That's what it is. It's a
cult. It's like, okay, you don't believe in some of the miracles, but you still believe in King David and King Solomon, and that's your land. You're religious because those aren't real people. There's no King Solomon that had a magic ring, that had demons, build a temple, and 700 concubines. And all, like, and if there is, your God condones sex slavery. You got 700 concubines, you know, and just slavery, period. All that, you know, it's made up stories. It'd be like thinking King Arthur was a historical figure. There's no anything to say there was a King David other than the religious text. So I'm like, you think you're an atheist because you believe it so strongly that you think it's actual history. And you're like, oh, no, I don't believe in that religious mumbo jumbo, just history. No, you do believe in the religious mumbo jumbo so strongly that you don't even know that it's mumbo jumbo. You think it's real.
Yeah, I mean, they will justify whatever they will. You know what I mean? They will maybe even cling on to whatever stories they need to in order to justify it, even if they believe it or not. To be honest, but at this point, it's a political and religious project. That's my point. You know, I mean, they'll move ahead anyway. And they'll find whatever justification they can. And some of them probably truly believe it, too, to be honest. But some probably lie to themselves. But anyway, so we got that going on, which is crazy in itself. We might return a little bit to Israel later if we do have time for it. But I wanted to, let's get into Epstein here, then, because that's really what you've been focusing on. And, again, to reiterate that point, but a lot of mainstream media headlines were focusing on this. Like, oh, look at... you know, who were they are. The Business Insider did a bunch of,
it's
like,
the, I call it, like, the camouflage of stupid. So what they do is they,
here's
Kate
a couple
Blanchett,
of names.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Bruce Willis,
Clinton, of
Jimmy
course.
Kimmel, for some reason. Clinton was there.
Yeah.
Copperfield was there.
Yep. Cameron Diaz.
She was not there.
DiCaprio. What's the other guy's, the gay pedophile? What's his name again? I forget.
Get his Kevin Spacey.
Oh, the Hawk. Yeah, Kevin Spacey. Stephen Hawking, too. Yeah, Michael Jackson.
That's a question mark.
George Lucas. This is a Business Insider clip here. Obviously, she's involved
in this.
Oh, yeah,
she raped everybody.
Was that? That's a Texas.
Yeah, he got blackmailed. Yeah.
There's Spacey. That's the guy I was thinking about. Kevin Spacey, kind of an oddball. Mm-hmm. Trump, they roped into this as well. But the point is, most of this, and Bruce Willis, most of this was a focus on, ooh, Hollywood celebrities. Look at this. You know?
He's a rapist. So let me go over the ones they flash panned just there.
Yeah.
So they didn't have Kimball in that, at least, but that's a name they've thrown around. Jimmy Kimmel's name's not in any document anywhere to anything to do with Epstein. Now, with Bruce Willis, Cameron Diaz, and Leonardo DiCaprio, all it is Epstein would name drop. This is the guy that would wear a Harvard sweatshirt when he didn't go to Harvard.
Yeah,
you know, he really trying to act like he's this night. He goes, oh, that was Leo. Oh, this was Cameron, you know. And so their name appears because he just said it. They're saying Epstein said this. Then they ask the victims, did you ever see Bruce Willis or Leonardo DiCaprio? No. Are they in the flight logs? No. Did they schedule any meetings? No. So there's no evidence of them associating with him at all. Not in those files, at least. But you can say, oh, look at the names in these files. Well, like, well, I could ask was, you know, was Red Ice in there? And then now you're now in the document because I just said it. Mm-hmm. You know, even though the answer would be no, they're not. Who is that? You know, so that's all on those people. Some of the other people in there, Copperfield, yes, he did. But he may have, it's possible, he was asked to go do magic tricks or whatever.
That's what I saw a headline about that. He did some shows there or whatever to, like, you know, bedazzle the young girls and those who are, like, seeking to rape them, I guess. Or
he did ask
like
a girl, do you know anything about girls being paid to bring other girls? But you can take that statement two ways. like, hey, like he's encouraging that. Like, do you know you get paid if you bring other girls?
Concerned,
or he's trying to figure out. I heard something like this. Is this a real thing that's happening here?
Right. Yep.
Because he wants to know. They're going to have to ask him.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to be involved enough. But again, the flight logs, right, still not released, correct?
Well, they've been leaked a long time ago.
No, they've been leaked, but like officially, you know what I mean? Like,
well, a lot of them, on Thursday, well, at least from one of the pilots, there's about 34 pages of logs. So, okay. Dershowitz is in there and a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was, like, mentioned the most, I think, or something like that, too. And he went on, did you see, oh, man, I should have downloaded
besides
that.
Besides Maxwell and Epstein and Amy Taylor.
Yeah, right. But did you see his defeat?
Sarah Kellen. That, like, if I was counting, just off the top of my head, the ones that have initials instead of a name are in there the most because they're just putting their initials. That's how often they're in there. Everyone knows who they are.
Right. Yep. Oh, yeah, here it is. Let me play this. Did you hear the Dershowitz defense here? Basically, it's because it's because I'm Jewish. That's why they're going after me. Let me see if I can find that real quick here. Gold stuff. He, of course, famously had his pants on. No, his underwear on during the during the massage, so he's fine.
No, not hat on. Kept them on.
Kept
like
them
it
on.
Was a choice. I kept them on. I choose to keep instead of not keep.
Here it is.
The one point I do want to make is that I understand all the feminist groups and the radicals who think this is the worst thing in the world that anybody ever had any contact with Jeffrey Epstein. Where are all those radical feminists when it comes to the Hamas rapes of young Jewish girls, sexual abuse, beheadings? They are quiet.
What about Hamas?
They are silent. The incredible hypocrisy of the Me Too movement. Me Too, except if you're a Jew. And I want to have a list of all the radical feminists who are pushing hard, and I understand that, to get all these names revealed, and I want to know how many of them have ever actually condemned Hamas for the rapes that we now know occurred and the murders that occurred. How many have been silent, and how many, like the National Lawyers Guild, have actually approved of what Hamas did? So let's put this in context. I'm thrilled that all these papers have come out. I urged them. I went to court. I asked for everything to come out because I knew that I had done nothing wrong and the papers would exculpate me. What I only worry about is that maybe the judges withheld certain documents. I want to make sure every single document comes out, including the documents that cast doubt on the credibility of some of the accusers and some of the accused. The public has the right to see everything and make their own judgment. We do not...
Anyway, that's what he does. He does his lawyering shit.
What about Hamas?
Yeah. Oh my God.
There were no Hamas rapes, and his two sources for that were the Times and the Post, and both of them had to retract that story. It started with a right wing settler named David Ben Zion, who's like his name is in his accusation, who made up the beheaded babies crap, and then you have competing groups in Israel, who are supposedly providing aid to these victims, making up more and more outlandish stories. And the Gray Zone has been documenting this from day one and really giving a good debunking there with Aaron Maté and Max Blumenthal and Kit Klarenberg too. They've been all over this, and there's no Hamas rapes. Think about it. Anyway, if you're in a military operation to get hostages and you got an old woman or anything, you're going to take her hostage. If you want to rape her, you can rape her every day as a hostage. You don't stop middle of your military operation to gang rape somebody. You know, when your time is of the essence, you have a surprise attack. It's so stupid. Like if they raped them on top of corpses and then they poked out their eyeballs and fingers and then everybody slow
clapped.
It just
keeps going. And it's just like, is that real? It's like they don't know what else to do to like try to make it worse than it actually is. I would assume that like,
look at the, do you look at the carnage and it's clear they're incinerated. Hamas didn't have weapons like that. That's an Apache helicopter.
That's the Hellfire missiles, right? Or whatever the hell it was they were using.
Named Apache. I mean, maybe it hit the colonizer on its own.
I mean, and that's come out now, too. They indiscriminately just bombed the kibbutzes and shit, and there was a bunch of Israelis in there, and they used that and say, oh, look at what Hamas did. They're killing their own. Why?
They panicked.
I wonder why we've seen
that. They did the Hannibal Doctrine. They're like... And there were survivors, too, that said there was two women that said there were about 20 of us and about 8 Hamas. And afterward, there was zero Hamas, and only the two of us survived. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They killed the other 18 people because they just took tanks. Four women showed up with tanks and just blasted into the homes.
Yep, yep.
They weren't
yep.
going to get in a firefight.
We played it. Yeah, so this photo was apparently they found this Hamas-massacre.net. This is one of the only ones that they said they were actually pointing to. And their own title up for that was Woman Killed and Left on the Street. And that turned into, of course, oh, well, look at that. She her dress is like up or whatever, so they must have raped her. And then it just spun out of control. And there's no evidence of it. Do you see even the, what's that, Owen Jones, the lefty Guardian writer? He spilled the beans as well. This is like a couple of weeks ago. He was attacked vehemently. He was one of the journalists that were like specially invited to this, come to our screening and look at the footage. Remember that? And they're like, why not just release this to the world, blur it out, do something then? But they didn't do that. They invited a bunch of specific journalists and then say, now you share this story, horrific stories with the world. And he said it. We actually didn't see any of that stuff in the footage. So like, well, there you go. You know what I mean?
It's just the same stuff that was all over Telegram.
Exactly. I know, yeah.
You know, that they got a skirt like that or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of these people were young people at a concert. Some of them showed up in bikini tops and stuff. They were already dressed like whores.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. And then the Mia Shem, right? She was like, oh, they treated me very well. Remember the clip came out in the beginning? And then she's just like, oh, there was a, I went through a Holocaust. And then, you know, the initially always you usually get a more truthful testimony about what's going on. And then later the spin kind of comes in.
Lie, like,
yeah.
Look at you. Nothing happened to you. Look at your face. You're well fed. You're everything. Like, you're not. Nothing happened to you.
Six like, minute, if someone's going to abuse you
physically, well, whoever did that to her lips, yeah. But, like, if someone's going to torture, rape, or, you know, kick your ass, whatever they're going to do to you, then they're also not going to feed you well, minimal. Like, the first thing that happens is you don't get a good diet, you know, and it's unlikely. It's like, well, we beat her up every day, but we made sure she had three meals. Like, that doesn't make sense. So you look at you, your face isn't sunken in. You don't have, I have more circles under my eyes than you do. You know, like, you were taken care of. That you got exactly what they have. Like, yeah, you had to sit in a tunnel, but you know why? That's how they have to live, because your country bombs them.
Yep.
Gosh, that's so ugly.
Why
do they all look so fucking inbred?
Something weird going on there, but yeah.
What happened to her mouth? Did she do that on purpose?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know what's going on with that, but oh well, there it is. She went through a Holocaust. And of course, she survived, right?
That's oh my God. I hope there's a survivor of the Holocaust that could hear that.
Everyone over there is a terrorist. That was a spin, and then later on, I think someone linked it up.
Holocaust? Right. It looks like you still have your hair.
Yeah, well, I know.
That's like the least of the... Like that's day one.
Oh, yeah, here it is, right?
Rice.
Here it is. Very kind. Good food.
People very good. Very kind to me. All of them, food good and the kindness and everything good.
That's the initial testimony she gave. And then later on, that the spin is like, all right, okay, they're all terrorists. Kill them all. Kind of thing. But anyway... not enough about that. I'm not sure how we
well,
got back
also
on that.
Every other hostage said they were treated well. This is the one they got to like go, yeah, okay, I'll say it. Give me the shekels.
Yep. And then Daily Mail, New York Post, they all picked this up, right? And just spin it, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to Epstein here, and of course the network and all the people, all the ties. I mean, this is like purely 100% a Mossad operation from you know, from day one. And this has been running for such a long time now, and there's tons of people that is not focused on when there is media publicity around all this stuff, and it's a classic diversion. That's what it feels like to me. What's your analysis of this?
I mean, he met Ehud Barak 36 times that we know of. Do you get to meet a prime minister of a country 36 times? Other heads of state don't get to meet a prime minister of Israel 36 times. You know, of course, it was Israeli operation. All his money's from Les Wexner. The Wexner Foundation is the core of Zionist power. Like, forget AIPAC compared to that. Rabbi Herbert Friedman was the first president of it. It's set up by the Jewish Agency and the UJA. And, of course, the UJA president, too, Charles Bronfman's family, was also financing Epstein. Edgar Bronfman Jr. too, and the Nexium cult, another, a separate pedophile cult with Keith Raniere, who's now in prison. They put millions of dollars into Ehud Barak's coffers. They threw Reporty Carbine, Wexner, the Wexner Foundation's trustee was Jeffrey Epstein. His house was given to him by Wexner. He's his only hedge fund client is Wexner. Wexner is a conduit to pay for this whole blackmailing operation with Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell. And then Wexner's money itself is not all from LL Brands. It's not from Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie. It's from the Israeli state. It's been like that since the Rudolf Sonnborn created this Institute for Human Trafficking and gun running. And I encourage everybody to go to my Twitter, the pinned tweet, Newmec. Watch that, because that's like the how this got organized before Epstein, before Mickey Cohen and Bobby Baker and all that. There was this group of millionaires that of diaspora, Canadian and American Jewish millionaires, who worked in tandem with the Israeli state, very OSP like, you know, worked in tandem to get guns and traffic Jews to Palestine. And that is prior to 1948, they're gun running because they're planning on their hostile takeover, which was done. I love that quote by Finkelstein right there at the beginning. Ever chastised, ever innocent. This is the burden of being a Jew. It's me too, unless you're a Jew. Quite the opposite.
Yeah,
these people were raping girls for 27 years. Harvey Weinstein too. Oh, that's in the documents. Harvey Weinstein and Abigail Wexner, another mm-hmm. Wexner tie-in, mm-hmm. were requesting meetings with Epstein together.
Right.
And he's a serial rapist in jail.
Yeah. Yep.
Abigail Wexner is Les Wexner's wife, to be clear.
It's bizarre to me that he got busted like this, to be honest. I don't know if it's just like, did they move on, or was it an accident? It wasn't meant to be, but, I'm not sure. We might have addressed that before, but it is fascinating.
Well, what it was, is he made a side quest. So I'll break this down. Everyone's going to have a little aha moment, I think. But the Mossad wants them to target science and technology. That's why he's targeting. Oh, let's clear Stephen Hawking real fast. Stephen Hawking could barely move. He had ALS. He was in a chair. You know, he could not participate in a sex orgy. He maybe could watch one. But the so-called evidence about Stephen Hawking is that Epstein wrote an email to Ghislaine, trashing Virginia Giuffre, Virginia Roberts, the one that's in the picture with Prince Andrew and one of the main like whistleblowers, saying, is there any of her friends we could use to discredit her story? Or in her latest version, an orgy with Stephen Hawking. And the reason they say his name is like, oh, see how ridiculous this girl is? She's claiming a sex orgy with a guy who can't even move.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not evidence to anything. It's just his name's there. See this claim Stephen Hawking took part in an orgy?
Mm-hmm.
No, it doesn't. It's clear sarcasm. Like, in her latest version, she claims this. I can give you that, the email. I have a picture of it. Like, that's, or all you'd have to do is put in Epstein email Stephen Hawking, Virginia, or something. It would pop up. That's all it is. You know, he was invited there. He's in a chair. So once he's there, he's stuck, you know, but he couldn't, even if he wanted to, participate in a sex orgy. What are you going to hit on his keyboard? Oh, or something like he's.
Yeah, that is very
and
good.
It sucks because he's being dragged through the mud like, yeah, again, you know, like, fuck, dude, too soon. But like,
yeah,
you know, this
completely
guy, his,
does he have a, he could even get it up.
His
I don't think so.
For though. On black hole Hawking radiation preserving information might end up true. He could be the new Einstein. He might be proven correct on this. And yet, because of this clickbait media crap, they're like, look, Stephen Hawking was an Epstein guy. Like, you don't know. He's not an Epstein guy. You're basing that on a sentence on a letter between Maxwell and Epstein that is using him as a way to make Virginia Roberts seem like she's a kook. That's all that is.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, that's right. What he was supposed to be doing mm-hmm. from Israel's point of view was to get people like Hawking and Steven Pinker and Eric Weinstein and these guys too.
Yeah.
Pinker said he's a moron. And Eric Weinstein's like, there's something off about this guy. He seems like a construct. And he was weird. He had little kids bouncing his knees. I never saw him again. So not everyone took the bait. Some mm-hmm. people met him once and were like, ooh. Some other people would just smile, take the money for the symposiums and, you know, the funding they need for science, and then just go, what an idiot. But they got to sit there and listen to him try to talk about physics because he watched a PBS documentary the other day and fancies himself a scientist. And they're just like, yeah, because he's a billionaire. So they just sit there and take it, take his money. But there were some others. There were some others who definitely participated in the hanky-panky stuff, like Jess Staley. He's going there. He's want girls dressed up like Disney princesses and things, visiting properties while he's not there. The Tom Pritzkers, the Mort Zuckerman.
Yeah, all Pritzkers. These weird, that's right. They were mentioned.
Oh, yep. That whole family. Dude. Yeah, that's huge. They're like the Schottensteins and the Wex. Yep. That's another can of worms. But there are people definitely guilty of this. Stephen Hawking, as stands now, no evidence of that. It's just them using him to discredit Virginia.
So this Virginia's, could just be a,
oh, and by the way, he lied. Because Virginia Giuffre's story was not that Hawking had an origin on the island. She was saying that Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein and Glenn Dubin raped her, not Stephen Hawking, and not that she saw Stephen in an orgy or anything like that. He's just claiming that so that they can be like, see how crazy this girl is? She's saying this handicapped guy was doing all these things that are physically impossible for him to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's to muddy the waters, smoke and mirrors, confuse everybody, keep them occupied about this kind of stuff, like down a trail, spend some time on that while, you know,
that's what we call the Windsor Mossad. Maria Farmer calls it the Windsor Mossad. Like the ones they would usually hit, the quality girls, they would say, oh yeah, we're just doing a model shoot with Victoria's Secret, which is like, you know, used to be the epitome of anything that as close as you get the porn, you know, without being porn, the top model for underwear or whatever. They thought, so girls say, ooh, if you're some impoverished chick in Ukraine and you can get a Victoria's Secret contract, your life has changed forever. You know, so it was a, you know, coveted position, and they could get some really quality, stellar women to at least apply. And if not, hey, you can still go for Abercrombie, or we can use this. The thing, though, with Abercrombie is they have child clothing, so they can get children models. And that, and there was another one, Karen Models, MC2 or MC Squared, it was run by Jean-Luc Brunel, is pervert out of France. The headquarters is in Tel Aviv, though, the original thing. He had to change the name. Anyway, he's got another one out of Ukraine, Mother Plus One. And they're gathering all these models. So there was some high-end, like professional cameramen, models, and everything who were part of this. So they could really like get these girls at parties, and some of them might have been 17, some might have been even of age but young, but you know, you could still entrap people for extramarital affairs and stuff, and sort of schmooze their way in at meetings at the UN or meetings with the Clintons, you know, and bring all these girls. That was what Israel was like assisting them with this. However, Epstein and Maxwell decided to go on a side quest because they realized, hey, we're working for Israel. They can't touch us. We can rape as much as we want. And that's where you see people like Trump's ex-wife and Ghislaine Maxwell going around the high schools and the trailer parks and stuff, trying to get people who, you know, were runaways or whatever.
Yeah, that
and
problems.
So they could have their own little personal sex slaves, which is not part of the plan. And they, these morons decide to put video cameras all over their house, every room, so that they can, I don't know what they're thinking. They watch too many movies. Just think about this. Let's say we lure, I don't know, Bill Gates or whoever into having a, getting a blowjob in the kitchen, and we film the whole thing. Hypothetically, with a 16-year-old in New York, let's say. Hypothetically. Now what? How can you even use that? Because it's in your house. So, yeah, you got Bill by the shorties because he's there cheating on his wife. He's there with an underage girl. He's toast. But so are you, because now you have to explain why this man and this little kid are even in your house in the first place. And especially if you have that over and over again, like, oh yeah, my security cameras, you know, to catch thieves, accidentally caught this sexual escapade in one of my bedrooms. Like, why is this 13-year-old kid in your house at all? You know, much less all the, why is this going on? You'd have to explain what happened. Like, oh, we just said, go get a massage, and they did that on their own. It's dumb. So they were doing this. They were doing rape for pleasure, and they were filming it for the same reason. They got off on it. They like to see themselves raping these kids over and over again. Aha, look at her first lesbian experience, da-da-da-da. It's like a drug dealer dipping in his own stash. They had so many girls and so much support and all these millions and millions of dollars from the Israeli network to target America for science and tech. And to talk, and also, you know,
donors, politicians.
The donor class especially. Yep. The donor class is what they went after, the donor class and the FBI. One of the first people they flipped was Louis Freech, who was the head of the FBI. He's the director of the FBI in 1996. So they had him and they had Clinton. I mean, you had the president, you had the head of the FBI. You're pretty much untouchable. You know, they have William Burns. He's now the director of the CIA.
Yep.
And Christopher A did a little Hank Pank. So once you get the policing institutions at the upper level, it's very easy to get them in Palm Beach or New York. You just pay them. And that's what he did. He set up LLCs, and he would donate hundreds of thousands of dollars to the police department so that he would at least get enough pigs on his payroll that were they to come to his property, they'd call ahead and warn him, hey, we're coming at 9 tomorrow, and so they could go clean up. And this is exactly what his bodyguards and other his own employees have said. Sometimes the police would come, but we would always be tipped off ahead of time.
Hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, nothing to see here. Oh, yeah, I got some strange art on the wall, whatever, you know. The girls recognize themselves, too. Like, that's Nadia's butt. This is a close-up of a kid's butt.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they were naked in front of each other so often that they go, oh, that's so-and-so's ass. It's so sick what they were doing.
Oh, boy. Yep. All right.
I doubt the Israelis would have signed off on the film it in your kitchen crap. And this might be why he got thrown out of the bus and killed, because he was getting way too wild, way too sloppy, and they had to cut that off. They did not expect at all that anybody would take the paper trail back to Wexner and Ehud Barat and all that, because they're like, whatever, we run the media, let's squash that story. But what happened serendipitously was there was a picture of Epstein and Trump. And so, anything anti-Trump, that's news. You know, then they were all after it. And, wow, before Trump, when you had all these accusations about Bill Clinton and Al Dershowitz and Leon Black, you know, and Steinhardt and all these people for real, you ignored it. And when Vanity Fair tried to do a story, the editor, who pretended to be a Jew, weird guy, decides, no, you can't run that. When CBS got the story, they said, no, you can't run that. When she told the story about not being allowed to tell the story, they fired her.
Yep, that's right. Get her name now, but Robach, right? So Amy Robach?
Diane, yeah.
Amy Robach, that was ABC News. Maybe there were others, too, but okay. All right, so I'll ask you more about this in part two. I want to talk about Bill Ackman a little bit, too, Jonathan Pollard.
Bill Ackman. They're in a purge right now. I know. They're worried.
I know. I saw that on Twitter. We said that for part two. We have it on RedEyesMembers.com, you know. But, okay, so a lot of more interesting things to get into here. So we'll continue our conversation here in a little bit. But obviously, I want to just plug Ryan's stuff here a little bit. Anti-neocon, this website, ancreport.com. That's the URL to get there. Obviously, check that out.
There's that calendar. It's got like three women on the front there, ANC. I advocate adult heterosexual relationships. Make babies, okay? None of this perverted crap. But there's the calendar there. It's a this day in history, and it's very interesting, like, except, you know, truthful. And a certain Polish politician with a fire extinguisher is in there. There's a quote from Rabbi Shmuley. You know, I'm in a towel running for my life. Rabbi Shmuley, dildo salesman.
Yeah.
So, like, it's humorous. And, there's some nice ladies. But this year was more of, like, it's a combination of, like, models and burning tanks.
Interesting.
What's going on in Gaza?
Was it just models before, but it kind of slowly turned
in? In previous years, well, we did have one with a downed F-16 and the girl going, ooh, you know, like back in 2020. But usually it was just chicks. But this year I was like, oh, man, we have so many footage of burning Israeli tanks and things. That's the sexiest thing ever. So... We put them together.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
And of course, you have the Epstein crime map. My good friend Stan, he bought one for me. I had it on the wall in the previous studio. I haven't unfurled it yet in the new space, but I have one here around here somewhere. That's a great one as well, of course.
That's a good
names
one.
On there,
vindicated.
Too. Yep, exactly. Yeah. A lot of names on there. That's now coming out. Yep. All right, so anyway, we also have, of course, make sure you follow Ryan on ANC Report on Telegram. That's a great place. I was back up. So it was a little dodgy, you know what I mean? But you're still on Twitter, still on X, and so we have you there for now. Follows, it's decent on there, 170,000. That's good. You know,
yeah,
right?
Liberty. That's in less than a year's time.
Yeah.
It's in a couple days will be 1 year since I got back. So and I have had some temporary suspensions even during the year.
Yeah.
They're all back in February, and I was actually, the only other time I was banned besides February this year was in October, and it was October 7th.
Really?
And I had not even posted about what was going on. They just,
random
like,
shit.
Creatively got rid of me. Yeah.
Well, like, it seems, they purged, it's been, man, we'll talk about that part too, but it's been so on and off. It's like, oh, it's good. No, it's bad again. Oh, it's good. No, it's bad again. You know, and threats.
No, it's bad again.
It's bad. Now it's bad again.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about that on the next thing.
I saw most of them got their accounts back though. I don't think there was one that didn't, but anyway, so that's some of the sources. We have some link down below as well. Check out again, ancreport.com. Support, Ryan Dawson's work, of course, very important stuff. We'll be, right back, guys. So stay with us. We'll come back around in part two. So check out part two with Ryan Dawson coming up here. Next, we're going to continue to talk about Epstein, of course. We're going to talk about Bill Ackman, but also some of the stuff of where the censorship is going, what the next step for them is in that, basically flooding everything with fake and gay AI-generated content is some of the stuff we talk about in part two. But don't miss it. Head on over to redicemembers.com and sign up for a membership there. It's only $10 a month if you want a month-to-month recurring. But you can get that down almost 35% off if you get a two-year subscription. We have one-year, 6 months, and 3 months as well available there if you want to get that a little bit cheaper. On redicemembers.com, right now you can use the donor box widget to sign up using your debit or credit card. But there's other ways as well. You can sign up on Subscribestar or Odyssey or use our locals. We want to try to grow some of our audience on locals as well because that will up our tier there and we can actually get a little bit more storage and also the amount of live streaming we can do to locals as well. So if you do consider signing up and wouldn't mind doing locals, please consider it. I also want to say thanks to our executive producers today. T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Obunga, Mongoose, William Fox from America First Books, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Francis Parker Yockey, Dilbob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze. We also have Colin Marriott, Call Me Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony. Thank you, guys. We also have our producers, Mr. Walker, 696, Johansson, Leroy Dumont, Snorkpop, Eyes Open, Mr. Lemry, Yuri New, Obadiah Hexwell, Perfect Brute, Single Action Army, H.P. Lovecraft, Dixie Drone Force, Trevor, Der Schwabe, and also Sonata for Violin. Thank you, guys. We appreciate your support. If you want to get one of those, you can get it at redicemembers.com. You can get it at Subscribestar or Odyssey. Check that out. It's a great way to support us. And, of course, you get a shout-out at the end of the show as well. All right, guys. We'll see you in part two together with Ryan Dawson. We'll be right back with more.